This goes to Cheryl Young, Y-O-U-N-G, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-831-4306. Regarding Karen Ackerson, A-C-K-E-R-S-O-N. Date of birth 7/22/1945. Dear Ms. Young, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Anderson with chronic kidney disease stage 3B, hypertension, and rheumatoid arthritis. Her last visit was October 6, 2025. Her weight has been stable. She's going to start two new medications. Calcium with vitamin D, one twice a day, and magnesium oxide, 400 milligrams at bedtime. She reports that her rheumatoid arthritis is stable, and she is taking C-I-M like Mary, Z like Zebra, I-A, 200 milligram every 4 weeks. Also methotrexate, 2.5 milligram tabs. She takes three once a week. And also lisinopril, 20 milligram daily. And hydrochlorothiazide is 25 milligram daily as needed for blood pressure greater than 140 over 80. No chest pain or palpitations. Her edema is stable with her compression stockings in place. And she does have chronic knee and back pain and joint pains because of the rheumatoid arthritis. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. And no chest pain or palpitations or dyspnea. Physical exam, weight is 229 pounds, pulse is 69, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 126 over 70. Lungs are clear, no rails, wheezes, or effusion, heart is regular, abdomen is obese without ascites, and she does have compression stockings in place up to her knees bilaterally, and the edema is well contained in the stockings. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 9th, 2026. Creatinine is 1.64. Estimated GFR is 32. Previous levels 1.75 and 1.59. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.3. Albumin 3.7. Phosphorus is 3.8. Her hemoglobin 11.1. She has large cells with MCV of 102.4, normal white count, normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to continue getting labs every 3 months. Two, hypertension, currently at goal. Three, rheumatoid arthritis, stable on current treatment. And four, anemia, suspect macrocytic anemia. She does take a B complex daily as well as folic acid. However, I wonder if she should have B12 checked. Maybe a B12 injection might help give her some more energy or help treat the macrocytic anemia. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.